State Government Committee will be meeting in the Senate chamber. State Government Committee will be meeting in the Senate chamber.
I now will call the State Government Committee to order. The Secretary will take the roll silently. Please excuse those not present until they arrive. I will now ask for a motion for the approval of minutes as printed.
I make a motion.
Thank you. All in favor of the approval of minutes say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The minutes are approved as printed. Today we're taking up one bill, SSB 1199, with Senator Smith. Republicans will caucus in room 22. Democrats will caucus in room 116. State Government Committee is at ease. I now bring State Government Committee back to order. I turn the chair over to Senator Knoyer.
Thank you, Senator Smith. I will now recognize Senator Smith, the subcommittee chair, for Senate Study Bill 1199 for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Subcommittee report for SSB 1199 recommends passage, with Senator Smith and Senator Schultz signing.
Thank you, Senator Smith. You are now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill addresses conduct of elections, specifically on election misconduct, nomination requirements, absentee ballot voting, voter list maintenance requirements, and election enforcement and authority. This concludes my opening remarks.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Senator Yocum, you're in order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, election law and the right of voters are one of the most important issues that this body deals with. Some have actually called it sacred. And they say that because our Constitution is to our system of governance, excuse me, as the Bible is to our Christian faith, or the Torah and the Quran to other faiths. Every one of us put our hand on the Bible, and we swore, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state of Iowa and of the United States of America. And the most fundamental of all of our rights is the right to vote. Crimes against democracy, they're disgusting to me, and I think that's probably true of most people in this room. Take gerrymandering. It's disgusting. There's no excuse for politicians who bend the rules to protect their political livelihoods and to punish those who don't agree with them. The good news is that Iowa is a national model for doing redistricting right. And I'm proud of that. And I hope that all of you are too. The bad news, is that this bill makes major changes to Iowans' right to vote. Why? Why? It's a mystery that the Republican sponsors have yet to tell us why. Why this bill is so important. Last year we had a record voter turnout. And the reason is because we made it more convenient and easier for Iowans to cast an early vote. Our auditors, our election officials, made sure that those polling sites for those who chose to vote on election day were safe. Hats off to every election official in the state of Iowa for what they did to make the 2020 election fair and honest and safe. There were no credible complaints about our election security, not one, not one. In fact, Iowa's Secretary of State, Paul Pate, a Republican, oversaw those elections. And here's what he had to say after the 2020 election. I want to send a big thank you to Iowa voters, poll workers, county election officials, and my staff. This was an election like no other, and everyone stepped up. Record turnout during a pandemic is an amazing achievement, and overall, the process went very smoothly in Iowa. So what's up? Why are Republican members of the state Senate rushing to make it harder to vote, provide less time to vote, and make it easier to kick Iowans off the list of voters? This bill is trying to squeeze early voting out of existence. A tool that this body gave to voters two or three decades alone, because we understood then how much family life was changing in our state, how much more busy families were than ever before. And we wanted to make sure that they could exercise that right to vote. So, during Wednesday subcommittee meeting yesterday, Senator Schultz had invoked what has been coined the big lie, the baseless and overwhelmingly debunked claim that the 2020 election was somehow stolen from Donald Trump. How many more times does it have to be debunked? How many? But that appears to be one of the reasons, at least, that the Senate Republicans are using as an excuse to make it harder for Iowans to vote by mail, harder to cast a vote at satellite voting locations, and easier to kick Iowans off of the list of registered voters. I want to point out one more false statement that was made during our subcommittee meeting. As you know, right now, county auditors can begin to mail early ballots out 29 days before an election. This bill will shorten that amount of time to 18 days before an election. The chair of the subcommittee told us that 18 days would put us smack in the middle of all of the rest of the states. Not true. Not true. Three states began mailing their early ballots to their voters 46 to 60 days before the election: Arkansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky. 33 states begin to mail their ballots to their voters between 30 and 45 days before the election. And 13 states mail absentee ballots to voters fewer than 30 days before the election. Only Massachusetts is at 21 days. Only Massachusetts. I might also point out that there are five states, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, and Washington, that have all mail elections. All mail. Maybe that's what we should be doing instead of this stuff. Anyone who wants to see the list, I've got it at my desk. You want me to mail it to you by email? I'll send you the list. So what's your excuse? You know, I've been an elected official since 1993. That's a long time. And yet there is nothing, absolutely nothing, more repulsive to me than cheating to win an election. I am sorry to say that it appears this legislation is designed to do just that. So in closing, after more of Iowans than ever before have voted, with no proven cases of fraud, Iowa Republicans are now demanding 29 pages of changes that will make it harder for Iowans to exercise their most fundamental constitutional right, the right to vote. There is nothing in this bill to protect elections or encourage voting. This is, my friends, on the other side of the aisle, an all-out attack on our right to vote. It is an attack on Iowa's democracy, and it is disgusting. I encourage everyone on the Senate State Government Committee to stand up for democracy today and vote against Senate Study Bill 1199. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there any other discussion on the bill? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Smith for closing remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The 2020 election saw record turnout in the state and across the country. However, it did expose some serious vulnerabilities with election laws and enforcement. This bill creates uniform election procedures across all 99 counties. It clarifies enforcement and authority. Elected leaders have to uphold state and federal election laws. It continues to advance the integrity and security of Iowa's elections. I want to start off by thanking the county auditors for the work that they do in the state of Iowa, the vast majority of them. Vast majority, over 90 county auditors. I want to thank them for the work they did on the elections. They put hours in, they followed the laws. Some of them followed laws they didn't agree with, and I commend them for doing that. But there were county auditors that did not follow the law. The state cannot have a handful of auditors obstruct those goals to the detriment of Iowa voters. Those auditors' inability to follow the law, or their belief that they have power to create their own laws, or believe they have veto authority over our laws, caused unnecessary confusion and wasteful spending of tax dollars in 2020. This bill brings uniformity to enforcement and enhanced penalties for those who hinder or disregard the law. The laws we pass in this building will be followed by elected officials in this state. The days of ignoring laws that are passed in this Capitol are over in the state of Iowa. Let's talk about absentee ballots. Let's talk about what was said in the subcommittee. The word smack dab middle never came out of my mouth in subcommittee. I said 18 days puts us right around the average of 18, 19 days. Yes, there is an average of 22 days, but you got to drill down and do the homework. There's states that allow early voting, but then they have a cutoff. So if we want to talk about when they begin, we can talk about 22 days. But if they cut them off early, you can't really use the 22 days. You got to go with the 19 days. But then there's some figuring on certain days, because certain states you can start a couple days earlier and a couple days later they have a variance. So it's how you figure the math. So that's why in subcommittee I said 18, 19 days is the average. That's where we're at in the state of Iowa. So I wanted to make sure to set the record straight on that. Integrity and security of Iowa elections are key to our representative democracy. Laws we passed here need to be followed. And I sat in this chamber when I heard from going to 40 to 29 days, a step of 11 days will cause less voting. And you know what? We get record turnout. That's what we get. We get record turnout when Senate Republicans pass laws in this chamber, election laws. And now we go to 29, 18 days, and the same tired talking points come out. The sky is falling. Voters in Iowa have many ways to vote in this state. They can vote absentee, they can vote early, they can vote satellite, they can vote at polling places, they can vote on election day, they can register to vote on election day. And in this bill, we're actually giving more people a chance to vote. Yes, more. If you're in a hospital, 4 days to 10 days, you can't vote in the state of Iowa if you're admitted to a hospital right now. We're going to allow more people to vote. Missigned affidavits that come in, cut off is 5 p.m. Monday, day before the election. Their vote would not count. We're extending that deadline. More people's vote will count under this. But we don't hear those talking points. When we pass bills here, we get record turnout in the state of Iowa. For those reasons, I encourage the body to vote yes on this bill. I move SSB 1199.
Senator Smith moves Senate Study Bill 1199. Record vote has been called. The chair will call the roll. Senator Smith.
Aye.
Senator Conoyer votes aye. Senator Bisignano. I'll come back to Senator Bisignano. Senator Bolton.
No.
Senator Bisignano. No. Senator Bisignano votes no. Senator Brown. Senator Brown votes aye. Senator Selsey.
No.
Senator Selsey votes no. Senator Dawson.
Aye.
Senator Dawson votes aye. Senator Giddens.
No.
Senator Giddens votes no. Senator Goodwin.
Aye.
Senator Goodwin votes aye. Senator Guth.
Aye.
Senator Guth votes aye. Senator Yoakum. Senator Yoakum votes no. Senator Johnson.
Aye.
Senator Johnson votes aye. Senator Kelker.
Aye.
Senator Kelker votes aye. Senator Reichman.
Aye.
Senator Reichman votes aye. Senator Schultz.
Aye.
Senator Schultz votes aye. Senate Study Bill 1199 has been approved with a vote of 10-5. Senate Study Bill 1199 moves to the calendar as a committee bill. Seeing no other business to come before the committee, Senator Goodwin moves that we adjourn.